I'm with Dale's photographer, John Bentley, who is talking about his new book, which is out now, Hill Farming in the North of England. Hello, John. How are you?
Hello. How are you? Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Good. I've been thumbing through some of the images. It's an absolutely stunning new book. Highlight for me is the front cover. It's Ingleborough with all of those hill farmers all stood there leaning on their crooks, having a good old gossip and watching the world go by. How on earth do you manage to capture images like that?
Well, I've been on a number of gathers. Sorry, that's my dog barking in the background. I'll just shut him out.
You've got to guard the
house. He gets excited at the mention of hill farmers on tops of mountains.
Well, they always come with sheepdogs, right, don't they? So no one gets excited.
Yeah, I've been on a number of gathers. Particularly with the Ingleborough gatherers, who are farmers from that area. John Dawson is a local farmer. He's been on the television quite a bit, and he's been very welcoming, as have the others. And I've been on that gather a number of times with them. It was June. It was the first gather of the year a couple of years ago. I went on that one. And we get a lift. It's interesting. We get a lift halfway up the hill in a Land Rover, and then you have to walk the rest of the way because of the terrain. And, bearing in mind, I'm a bit older than they are. They're sort of ambling onto the top of the hill to wait and then start the gather. And I'm sort of behind them, carrying a rather large amount of photographic equipment. And I'm behind them. I'm just coming up over the hill. And I see them silhouetted there. There's this temperature inversion. All the clouds below Ingleborough, and there's the temperature inversion. And I think, wow, that is amazing. And I just raised the camera and shot a number of shots. And the one on the cover is just everybody was just in the right position at that particular point. So you'd be very lucky. It's one of those things that you couldn't really repeat.
You just were there at the right moment, right place, right time, in a way.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so this is all about hill farming in the north of England. Lots of iconic scenes in there and people that you might know if you live in the Dales. How did this all start? Why did you come to want to do this in the beginning?
Well, I've been photographing for a long time, and back in about 1970s and 80s, I just wandered into some livestock markets and took pictures of farmers in these markets. And I was just amazed at the whole thing, that there were some real characters, the sort of dress and so on. It was still the era where farmers often wore these long coats, more cloth caps in evidence. The buyers were smartly dressed with ties and bowler hats or trilbies, that sort of thing. I did quite a few photos of livestock markets.
They've been on Countryfile, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. They've been on Countryfile. Yeah, the ones that took a Bakewell back in 1980s. Yeah, they were on Countryfile.
Wow.
Yeah, a few weeks, a few months ago, they were featured. And I used some of those images for my A-level photography submission in the 1980s, and then I didn't really do anything after that until I retired in 2011, and then I started sort of photographing markets again. I went back to Bakewell, for example, and there's a new market, and also Skipton, which I'd done. There were markets that moved to new sites out of town. And
I did notice some pictures of Ted Ogden around there.
And it just sort of mushroomed out. Then I started doing more of these markets, and then I went on to shows, and I went to some of the shows, like, I mean, Tannehill show is just amazing. There's pictures in the book of Tannehill. It's absolutely amazing. Only Swaledale sheep right up at Tannehill, the highest pub in Britain out on the moors, and they set up all the fences, the little enclosures for the sheep judging overnight, and then it all arrives. It suddenly becomes a metropolis, all excitement, and then, the next day it's all gone. No sign of it ever happening, and it's rather mysterious and wonderful.
It's rather surreal.
And then I started talking to farmers, and I thought, well, why don't I take this project a bit further, look at individual farmers, follow some of their work. And so, one thing led to another. So I've been seeing individual farmers to some of their work, you know, from all over the place, really. Also different breeds of sheep. It focuses a lot on sheep, but it's not just sheep. But, you know, I try to include most of the main breeds of hill sheep. So it kind of developed, and then I got managed to get this book contract. And so, you know, it developed into a little narrative of hill farming through the seasons in different places, different individuals, different animals, different landscapes, and so on.
Now, you are also quite famous for a couple of Royal Mail stamps that came out last year, aren't you?
Yeah. Last February, yeah, I sell a few photographs through a photographic agency nationally, and I was quite lucky in February that the Royal Mail selected two of my images of the Flying Scotsman going over the in the Dales, one of them going over the Riddlehead Viaduct, as images on their first class stamps. So that was really good.
Quite some accolade, isn't it?
It was, yeah. I was really pleased about that.
Now, closer to home, people know you for exhibitions at Gallery on the Green in Settle as well.
Yeah. Well, that's where it started. The Gallery on the Green, for people who don't know, is a telephone box reputed to be the smallest gallery in Britain, and that's where I did a little exhibition on this very subject, really, of hill farming in the Gallery of the Green, Gallery on the Green in Settle. That was during COVID. So it was really it was in newspapers, you know, Yorkshire Post and everything. And it, at the time, I mean, it was the only show in town, basically, because, you know, you could go and look at the gallery in the green, the little phone box on the green, you know, without sort of contravening
the regulations that were in place then.
And then that developed into from there another exhibition at the Folly in Settle, the Folly Museum of North Craven Life. That developed into an exhibition of my photos of the livestock markets that I did from the 70s through to more or less the present time.
The Folly have been very supportive of you, haven't they?
Yeah, they've been great, the Folly. Yeah, we're hoping we may well have another exhibition of the hill farming stuff that's in the book, probably next year if they can find the wall space. And I've got a book signing event this coming Friday, November the 17th, at 1:30 till 3:30 at the Folly, if anybody's interested in that.
That'd be good, so people could get themselves a signed copy of the book.
Yeah, you can get a signed copy, yeah. Local outlets, the local bookshop, Limestone Books, also they're stocking it, and I think other local sellers will gradually be getting it in as it officially comes out this week.
It does sound like an amazing book, and just looking at the pictures, it would make one heck of a good Christmas present for people.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's certainly come out just at the right time, really, quite by chance. So, yeah, I think there's stuff in there to interest a lot of people. You know, there's a lot of landscapes and, you know, individual characters, animals, you know, atmosphere, sort of weather conditions. So, yeah, I've tried to sort of make it sort of have a sort of wide appeal. And, I mean, what appeals to me as a photographer, I can do all sorts of things with this project. I've been able to do landscapes. I've been able to do sort of candid shots of people at work, sort of portraits. So it's offered a lot of scope, really, to indulge my photographic interests.
Well, it's the nice thing is, actually, this is available in all good bookshops, as they say, around the country, and available online, because you've got a book deal for this. This isn't just a local publication. This makes it something incredibly special and lovely that it's from the Dales for people who are interested in it, and as gifts for people to send abroad and to other parts of the country as an idea, I think.
Yeah, well, that's right. It's for people who are lazy. It's available on the internet from booksellers and also from local shops.
Yeah, so pick it up from Limestone Books or The Folly.
Yeah, and I think there will be other outlets. You know, I've mentioned it to a lot of other local sellers, so they'll probably be getting it in the surrounding area. But I don't know exactly who is stocking it at the moment, but certainly those two sellers will have copies. Yeah.
It's ideal for any of the booksellers in the Dales to be stocking it. It's perfect, really.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, yeah. I mean, I myself, I bought similar sorts of books, you know, of local interest from, on similar sort of subjects and so on in the past from local booksellers in the Dales. So, yeah, sure.
Fantastic. Okay, well, it's been great to talk to you today. We wish you well with the book. It's Hill Farming in the North of England, available from Limestone Books and the Folly at the moment, other good booksellers too, and also available online. John, it's
Absolutely, lovely to talk to you. Really nice to speak to you about it and to talk about the book.
Andy, thank you. Take care now.